You're listening to the Closing Market Report, a Tuesday afternoon. As usual, Don Day of Day Weather from Cheyenne, Wyoming, is on the phone line to take a look at the weather forecast. Let's start here in the Midwest, Don. Tell me about the week ahead, and then we'll move out west closer to you and talk about the hard red winter wheat growing regions.
Well, we're going to see at least here over the next several days a pretty mild and pretty nice weather pattern. The system that recently has gone through is moving off to the east rather quickly. And it's going to take a few days before the next real significant weather maker comes in. There's a small system that's going to move in Thursday night and Friday across the Midwest and Corn Belt. Looks like just a light smattering of showers, mainly in the northern areas. There will, however, be a bigger push of colder air coming in early next week. And with that, is going to be some chances, better chances for the Midwest, the Corn Belt, to see not only some better chances of precipitation and colder weather, but you know, maybe a little bit of a wintry weather pattern will be developing as well. This is going to be especially true as we get into the middle part of next week, especially around Tuesday and Wednesday.
Oh, that's just fantastic, because I'll be on the road. I bet that it's mostly in the northern reaches of the state of Illinois, too, which is where I'll be on those parts of the week. How rough will it be next week, or is it just kind of a dusting sort of snow?
Well, put it this way. There is potential with this pattern change that we see, and we are having a really big change in the northern hemisphere taking place in the next week to 10 days, which is going to affect all of the lower 48 to a much more wintry weather pattern. So what we see is the potential is for snow, ice, and much colder temperatures in many areas of the Midwest early next week. Whether or not it translates to big snow, probably not. But that wintry mix with the big change in swing in temperatures, probably what I see is the biggest concern.
Well, what's the driver of the change?
We're seeing big changes in the Pacific, changes that have been very stubborn to develop but have finally taken place. The big stormy pattern that's been bottling up the Pacific Northwest is breaking. And basically, that's like opening the door now to Canada and the North Pacific, allowing that Canadian air south now, as well as some of that Pacific storminess, which has been cut off from moving across the country. It's now going to have that chance to do that.
Last night we had a pretty decent rainfall here, but I suspect it didn't make it to the western reaches of the United States. In fact, I'm pretty sure that's the case.
No, unfortunately, that has been the case here for going on 6 weeks, 7 weeks or so. The plain states, those hard winter wheat areas, really left high and dry. This pattern change, while not bringing heavy amounts of precipitation, is going to lead to some precipitation. I see Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, even some areas of Texas, the Dakotas, having some opportunities for snow in this weather pattern change in the next week or two, even up the next 3 weeks. Will it be enough to make everybody happy? No, but it's better than zero and better than what we've had here lately.
Better than zero is always good. Turn your attention to South America. How's their growing season progressing?
Not bad. In fact, what I see coming here over the next week or so for both Brazil and Argentina is a pretty favorable weather pattern. Temperature is not deviating far from normal, and enough in the way of systems coming through to keep the occasional rain pattern in place across both of those key growing areas.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you taking the time with us, Don.
Thank you.
Don Day is with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. That wraps up this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.